This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heblin. A report released today by the Sierra Club grades utility companies on their efforts to retire coal plants and build new clean energy facilities. Glenn Hooks is director of the Arkansas Sierra Club and joins me now to talk about power companies in Arkansas. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, good afternoon, Michael.
So first, tell me about this report, how it assigned scores.
Well, recently, it's been pretty trendy for utilities to publicly pledge to be carbon neutral by a certain date. This Sierra Club report analyzes major utilities around the country, not just on their pledges, but rather on their actions and their own actual corporate plans filed with regulators. So Sierra Club gave each utility a letter grade based on three factors: their retirement of dirty coal plants, their plans to build more fracked gas plants, and finally, their plans to aggressively build out clean renewable energy like wind and solar.
And here in Arkansas, how are our utility companies doing?
Well, our utility companies in Arkansas are doing better than most in the country, but we still have a good long ways to go. Our report gave SWEPCO the best grade in the state with a grade of B, while Entergy Arkansas and the Arkansas Electric Cooperatives both have grades of C.
And why do they not score as well?
Well, Entergy Arkansas's lower score is based largely upon its announced plans to build several thousand megawatts of fracked gas power plants in the near future. That's not really the future we need if we're going to be serious about stopping the climate crisis, and that doesn't really fit with their pledge to be carbon neutral. They're saying that they want to be carbon neutral, but their plans to build more gas really don't fit with that pledge in a way that's going to be helpful.
Any especially problemsome plants that we still have in Arkansas? It's been an ongoing effort, obviously, to retire some of the dirtiest coal plants in the state.
Yeah, I'd like to focus on the Flint Creek plant up in northwest Arkansas. That's a SWEPCO plant. SWEPCO got a grade of B, largely on the basis of its plans to build an enormous amount of wind energy, its lack of plans to build any new gas, and its recently announced plans to retire several dirty coal plants. But the main factor holding SWEPCO back from being one of the highest graded utilities in the country is its plans to continue operating the dirty Flint Creek power plant. If they were able to get rid of that and phase that out like they are doing with many of their other coal plants across the country, they would grade it even higher. But instead, they're continuing to operate it and are making pledges to continue operating that coal plant in northwest Arkansas.
As President Biden takes office, are you expecting any policy changes that could help lead to more clean energy?
Certainly, President Biden has been a champion of clean energy and believes in climate disruption as a reality. That's a big change from the previous administration. And he's announced plans that are really forward-thinking on clean energy, some government-level investments in clean energy, in solar and wind, and moving the EPA to close some of the loopholes that are keeping some of the dirtiest coal plants and power plants open. The bottom line is that President Biden believes that climate change is real. He is an existential threat to our survival as a species, and he's going to take action to combat it because it's the right thing to do, and we need aggressive action if we're going to do it effectively.
Our listeners can find a link to the full report from the Sierra Club on our website, kuar.org. Glenn, anything else stick out to you about Arkansas from this report?
Well, I think the thing that's encouraging is that we have some utilities that are publicly saying the right things, and in fact, they're doing the right things with regard to clean energy. You've seen our utilities building more wind, more solar, shutting down some of their coal plants, but really their actions on carbon reduction aren't yet matching their rhetoric, and they're not moving to clean energy quickly enough to meet the moment. So if we're to effectively combat climate disruption, our Arkansas utilities must be even bolder, even cleaner, and faster in their transition to clean energy.
Glenn Hooks is the director of the Arkansas Sierra Club. Thanks for your time, Glenn.
Thank you, Michael. We appreciate you.
This is KUAR 89.1.